This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by South Bend Silverhawks manager Mark Haley. In his seventh year with the Silverhawks, very first year you won the Midwest League Championship. What do you remember from that team?
Well, I tell you what, first of all, it's Carlos Gonzalez, and you know, he did very well. And we had a bunch of guys. We had about seven or eight guys get to the big league from there. So it was a special team, and you know, you get one of those teams once every 10, 12, 14 years. And I was very blessed to have that, especially the first time out with the Diamondbacks. And, it was a lot of fun. But, you know, we've had a lot of good kids come through. Every team takes on its own personality, and it's a lot of fun. And that's why I like being here, especially being home.
How did you join the Diamondbacks?
Well, I came over in 05. I was sitting there, and I live here in South Bend. And I knew the South Bend job opened up, and I was very blessed to have an opportunity to interview for the job. And I was very fortunate. I had a good recommendation because at that time, for 4 days, Wally Backman was the manager. And he's a good friend of mine, and he gave me a good recommendation to everybody. And then I interviewed, and unfortunately for him, his situation didn't work out. And he gave me the approval. He says, hey, it's a great organization. He had good things to say. So I accepted the job, and here I am. My family's happy about it.
Well, you mentioned Carlos Gonzalez. Who are some of the other players, the best players that you've ever managed?
Well, I tell you what, I've had a lot of good ones in my 20 years. I've had Carlos Lee. I've had Maglio Ordonez. I have had Aaron Rowan. I've had a lot of good players. You know, every one of them brings something special. Even, believe it or not, I've had guys that never even made it to the big leagues were great players, and it's just unfortunate, and it's a tribute to how hard it is to make it to the big leagues. Even though you're a very talented kid, there's a lot of things that have to fall in the way for you to be able to make that. So, you know, that's just a few names, but I've had a few come along the way. But, you know, it's a lot of times I tell people I close my yearbook every year and start another one.
Is there a quality that separates those players from the rest of the guys?
Well, yeah, it's amount of focus and ability to be consistent day in and day out, and to be able to focus in every pitch, don't give ABs away, don't give pitches away, and you know, that takes a maturity level, and some of us have it right off the bat, some of us have to work at it, but that's what we're here for, and that's what's great about A-ball, is that you see the talent, and it's just a matter of them growing up and understanding themselves and what's expected of them.
From your first years in A-ball to where you are right now, do you think that the talent has shifted at all? How's baseball changed?
Well, I tell you, you know, the kids now, you really got to know who they are. I mean, these kids are very educated. The information highway has gotten to them. We laugh because we'll work with a kid, and then we're going to move him. By the time he gets to his locker, the information that we gave is in three other locker rooms, I mean, with text messaging and stuff. So the information highway has really got them in touch with what's going on around them. They know rosters. They know everything about what's going on every place else. And so you got to be able to sit there and understand them and understand their culture, what they're exposed to, and there's no BSing anymore. They kind of know what's going on, and you got to be straight up and be honest with them, because they're, you know, the Y generation. You tell them something, they're going to ask why, and you got to be able to tell them that, and they appreciate it.
Speaking with South Bend Silverhawks manager Mark Haley, something else that's changed this year, artificial turf has been laid down here at Kovaleski Stadium. Were you part of the initial discussions and changing from the grass to the turf?
It is. I mean, and it helps us because you saw, I mean, we talked earlier about how much rain there is this year. We're able to get out and get our work in. There's not as much preparation. And, you know, it is different. It gets hot, and it's going to get real hot when it gets warmer in the summer. But it plays good, and this new stuff now, it's not career ending, you know. If Andre Dawson had this type of turf, he'd still be playing probably.
Easier on the knees.
Oh, yes. You know, and it's very comfortable. So a lot of people say, you know, it's changed the game much. No, it really doesn't, and not the way they've got it now. So it's exciting, and it's new, and something that my generation hasn't had it been exposed to. But a lot of the guys coming into from colleges, they're used to this type of turf, and so it's not big of an adjustment for them.
A lot of college fields have all turf. This field has the dirt cutouts for home plate and the base bats. Do you prefer that?
Well, you know, it's funny. We had a discussion about that, and I've had some college guys say, oh, you should just go all turf. It's easier for sliding and stuff like that. But, you know, we're in player development. Easy is not an option to me. We don't want easier. We play in cutouts, and we play on real turf, and when they go to slide, I don't want it easier. I want it to be, you know, just as close to the big leagues as possible. So that's not an option for us. I mean, the game is the game. We can change it so much, but we don't want to change it to the point where it's easier.
And finally, baseball wisdom. Have you heard any words when you were coming up, when you were playing baseball or while you were coaching, that have really stuck with you in terms of basically a baseball philosophy?
Well, you know, the thing with me is just being honest and being able to communicate and express, you know, your expectations and you know, what you want to get done and what they want to get done, and really listen to the players. I think that's the biggest thing, is that, you know, have your heart in the right spot, that we're here for them. There's no yearbooks for us anymore. It's their yearbook. It's their responsibility. And we're here to give them every opportunity to be in the big leagues and chase that dream and accomplish it. So this is for them. And, you know, the day that it's not, I don't think I'll ever do it again. So.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jesse, and have a good one.
Oh, Mark Haley, manager of the South Bend Silverhawks. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.